As the Saudi invasion of Yemen enters its 25th day, some reports declare that about 2,600 people, including women and children, have so far lost their lives in the attacks. While people from all over the world demonstrate and condemn Saudi Arabia's invasion of this impoverished Arab country, and also show their anger at US support for Saudi aggression, Obama calls King Salman that there is an urgent need to find a political solution to achieve stability in Yemen. In this telephone conversation, Obama has reaffirmed Washington's commitment to Saudi Arabia's security. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera America reported that a number of senior US military officials have argued against the Saudi military aggression against Yemen. The commanders have been quoted as saying that the Saudi intervention was a bad idea from the very beginning and that it will be possibly turned into a quagmire for Riyadh. On the other side, Iran has submitted a four-point peace plan for Yemen to the United Nations in an attempt to end the bloodshed in the Arab country. In a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif called on the international community to take necessary measures to stop the Saudi airstrikes against the Yemeni people. The time is over for these aggressive actions and freedom fighters will no more stay silent. As the Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, said in his speech,
كفى